Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Friday, December 30th, 2022. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. And it is the, well, end of the year roundtable for my broadcast. We can assess 2022 psyops propaganda from the individuals in power and in control of the propaganda machine. So I look forward to hearing what this panel has to address overall, for that matter. Certainly a good time for such. We have Mr. Stephen Douglas Whitener here with us, folks. And of course, he is host of Thought Crime Live on Saturdays, and it will be back 1 week from tomorrow at its regularly scheduled time. By the way, folks, Monday, RBN will be off as well. So Saturday, we have the special broadcast planned for Sunday that some people have arranged. And Monday, of course, we'll be off. We'll be back Tuesday. Stephen, welcome. How are you doing, sir?
Hi, Richard. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Good. Yeah. I just hope everything's going well with you at the year's end. And I'm glad to have you here for this roundtable. We have Mr. David Scorpio here with us, my regular Wednesday co-host. And I should mention, David does have broadcasts available online at Mamie's blog. So anyone who hasn't checked those out, let's see, grizzom.blogspot.com. And do a search for Scorpio. That's grizzom.blogspot.com. And you can find just all of Scorpio's shows, you know, most recent on the top. David, welcome.
Hello, Richard and Stephen. Good to be on with you guys. And it's hard to believe we're heading into 2023. It sounds like something out of a science fiction movie, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. And that's a magical year. And I would say I keep up with numerology, although, you know, many would perhaps find it taboo out there. I find it interesting. And of course, it does reduce to 7, 2, 2, and 3, which is a year of completion and a very powerful number in numerology and in those who research numerological magic. But, you know, some of us might believe there can be some relevance and power to some of these things, and vibration and frequency. There's been a lot of research done into that. Even Dr. Emoto with the studies of water can relate to this. And so, I would say there's also the component of people who purposely do things on, blood moons or with numerological significance out there. Regardless of whether you believe any of it, there will be occurrences because of those who do. And I also have with us today James in Vancouver. And, of course, he's author of No Such Thing as Terminal. Everyone should check out his book. You can find it online with an easy search. James, welcome back.
Oh, yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me on. Oh, good afternoon, yeah.
No, thank you. Yeah, no, I mean, since you have had less opportunity, than our other panelists today on my show, I'd like to start with your thoughts. I don't know, what is on your mind? What do you find relevant you'd like to address?
Well, I think 2023, we could be up against cataclysmic events vis-a-vis war in the Ukraine situation, that kind of thing, as well as economic upheaval. And so the thing I'm looking at is it's in Latin, vigilantia, which means vigilance. I think we've got to be, have our eyes open and beware. That's my New Year's assessment there. Go ahead.
David.
Well, I think 2023 could be a year of great change. I really do think that they have a trick up their sleeves here. For sometime later this year, 2023, or into early 2024, I think there's going to be a major, major event that's going to shake the whole world. What that is exactly, I'm not going to speculate at this time, but as far as Ukraine goes, I honestly think that Ukraine is slated to be a Zog playground with a new carpetbagger class of Jews moving into Ukraine after the destruction is complete, and Ukraine's going to embrace diversity, unfortunately, and we're going to see a rebuilding of Ukraine at a very high price. Into a new Western satellite country that's a Zog playground, unfortunately. That's where I think this is all going. They just brought on that Larry Fink character from BlackRock to help manage the financial side of rebuilding Ukraine. So the West is all in on this one. And I think, unfortunately, I think, too, that Putin's days are numbered. I think he is going to be ushered off the world stage fairly soon. I know that's not a popular prediction amongst many, but that's the handwriting on the wall that I see.
Stephen.
Yeah, sorry, the couldn't get the mute off. I agree that they're going to go after Putin, and I don't know that he's going to succeed in what he's trying to do. But at the moment, it's hard to get the truth out of there. I look at Telegram channels and other things and War News 24/7 and Southfront.org a lot to try to glean what's happening in Ukraine. But I think you're right about that, and that it's going to be a Zog playground with new carpetbaggers, just the way you put it. That's a perfect way to put what I think that the goal is for this. But things are reaching a point where it's going to either blow up really big, or there's going to be a lull in it, kind of a lull in the fighting, and some kind of a peace treaty, not even a treaty, but just a stop in the in fighting before they turn their special military operation into a total war against NATO, which eventually that's probably where it will go. I just saw recently that a lot of actual Polish troops had been fighting in Ukraine, been given pseudonyms and, plausible deniability. And we've been sending, quote unquote, advisors there, too. And the UK probably has as well, as far as I know. But do we have our own troops there with different names, with, quote unquote, plausible deniability fighting already? Yeah, things just really are ramping up more and more there. And it looks like the most potential to have a really major event between now and the 2024, like you described. And I agree with that, too. I think that they want to do something big before the election fraud comes around full circle, to where you see it be undeniable by that time that, we're just the USSA and that a new Bolshevik revolution has taken place here. I think that'll be painfully obvious to anyone by the end of 2024.
And you make me think of an article I saw earlier this month. I forget the exact phrasing of the headline, but basically to the effect that NATO exists to deal with the problems created by the existence of NATO. I mean, its only function is to deal with problems its own implement on the world stage creates to begin with. Stephen, see the logic.
I agree. We've always had just the best enemies that money can buy in this country, all the way back to especially the First and Second World War. But, the playbook was a little bit different in a way during what's called the Civil War, where the last stand against this moneyed power took place. And they just, I was born in an occupied land, just the same as anybody else in this nation.
But I think, Stephen, if I could just touch upon this briefly, I think Stephen made an important point. I believe as well, I'm convinced that there are troops from various NATO countries already on the ground in Ukraine. They give them a Ukrainian uniform and say, oh, that's the Ukrainian troops. I believe America has, advisors. Sort of code for special forces. And I think England does, too. I think he's spot on that.
James?
Well, I think 2022 is what's the opening move in chess, pawn to king two. And I think Putin in 2023 now is going to start moving the pieces and really ramping up the pressure in this chess game to the point where the West is going to have trouble getting rid of Putin because he's going to outmaneuver them. Go ahead.
Stephen.
Well, I know they want to get rid of Putin if they could. I mean, that's obviously this is pushing him back against the wall. But there's also been developments along the lines of North Korea, Iran, and China linking up with Russia militarily. And that whole thing, it reminds me a lot of the way the tensions were building up with all of the treaties everybody had before the first "quote unquote world war" and the second as well. You know, all wars are manufactured. You know, the bankers' wars, these masters of war, have it planned out beforehand, and I don't think it always goes according to plan or on their timetable. Sometimes things can get away from them, but yeah, that seems to be the biggest danger right now, and most people in this country are not paying attention to it. And how can you trust what you hear on the mainstream news, too? I believe that our mainstream media definitely has finally jumped the shark when it comes to the credibility they had with the American public, or with just, you know, their viewership in general. Most people at least take it with a grain of salt now, and more folks every day know that it's a complete charade, know what Operation Mockingbird was and how their disinformation plan will be complete when we don't know anything that's going on. And we're fast approaching that point, I'm afraid.
Well, as far as touching on the references to NATO already made, I look back to this set of links from earlier this month. Let's see, there was a post Ukrainian world Twitter, but we had the times.co.uk as well as RT reporting on this. And it's now confirmed NATO admits for the first time to sending troops to fight Russia in the Ukraine. And that was, let's see, by December 13th, we had all those articles already posted this past month. I don't know who, David.
Well, yeah, I wasn't aware of those articles, that confirms my suspicions there. I think that Stephen made another good point in that, these wars are all manufactured. And I don't think there's anyone out there listening that really cares much about Ukraine. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, Russia could take all of Ukraine, depose Zelensky, and install a Russian puppet government. That'd be fine with me. I think it's absolutely incredible the amount of money we're dumping into Ukraine. It's absolutely disgusting. It really, truly is. Americans should actually be very angry about this. I mean, we could solve the homeless problem with we've essentially shipped around $200 billion over there. It's actually, at the very minimum, it might be even more than that. If you add up all the weapons and everything that they even admit to, it's close to $200 billion. We could solve the homeless problem. And believe me, the homeless problem is really severe in this country. It's just, it's disgraceful that we have so many. I know some of them are drug addicts and miscreants and, mentally ill, but there's just a lot of people that have fallen on hard times that really have no hope. And in the richest country in the world, to have this kind of a homeless problem is absolutely disgusting. It's disgraceful. And nobody's talking about it. The left doesn't talk about it anymore. And, of course, neither does the right, the great conservatives. So, there's so many problems that could be addressed in this country with the kind of money we're dumping into a absolutely pointless war. Because let's face it, Ukraine has always been part of Russia. It's an artificial construct to begin with. The borders were drawn up by Vladimir Lenin in, what, 1922? It's not even a real country. It didn't even get its so-called independence until 1992. So this notion that we're fighting for democracy is a fraud, too. Zelensky has put all these restrictions on the press. He's actually made rules about what churches are allowed to talk about. I mean, it's, you know, the guy's a Jew, and here he is giving dictates to the churches. And he's actually arrested political opponents. I mean,
yeah,
this is banana republic stuff.
Yeah, he made it illegal for political opposition parties to exist. I was going to add, sorry, I wasn't trying to. Just trying to add that in. But let's take it back to Stephen.
I agree completely that it's a fraud. The whole thing is a fraud, and it's manufactured. The same thing happened during World War II when Harry Hopkins was part of the White House and, you know, called Operation Snow with the Soviets then, but it's the same cast of characters, the usual suspects behind all these wars with the money power. And you posted an article in our chat about Sam Bankman-Fried meeting with Biden and the Biden administration while all of that money laundering is going on. The whole thing has been going on like this for a long time. It's very frustrating to watch that happen.
Yeah, and, only a few weeks before all this went down, he was still meeting with them. So yeah.
That's, yeah, par for the course. And I think that having said this about the military situation, that the biggest threat that we face as individual people now is this facial recognition, ID, global currency, social credit score, this digital ID that they want to push on everyone. If they're able to enforce that, then, you know, it's going to become a nightmare. We need to be prepared for that.
We heard about an update at the TSA. Locations for the airports. TSA plans nationwide rollout of biometric machines for airports. And that was another one I came across this past month. James.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, no. No, James, we have about a minute and a half before the first break. I don't know. I just,
right.
Whatever you wanted to address.
Well, I think, yes, I got the article that the British Royal Marines are there, all of these adventurers are going to get their heads handed to them. Okay, the Russians are going to begin to use higher level weapons than they did in 2022. They're bringing out a very, very fast tank that can accelerate up to 80 kilometers an hour, things like that. This is going to get pretty casualties on the West. And, oh, by the way, there was some pundit on with George Norrie last night on Coast to Coast AM swearing that this is all about fighting for democracy in the Ukraine, that it was worth it because, you know, we need that democracy to exist. And that's the same BS that they handed out. Yeah, South Vietnam, it's a democratic operation. We want democracy. Heard it before? Well, same old. Go ahead.
Oh, we have the first break. No, I can have you pick it back up on the other side. We'll be right back, folks.
A chip is sent to the length of his way. A shiver with a mouse to the ground, words as a shout with the language of fear. Dreams are a mission they bow to liberate.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with my roundtable panel today. We have Stephen Douglas Whitener, David Scorpio, and James in Vancouver. James, did you want to finish summing up the point you were making when we hit the break?
Well, this guy on Coast to Coast AM last night claimed that he was in the Ukraine and that he was visiting people that had been hit with rockets, and the children's playground was hit with a rocket, but the kids didn't seem to mind. They thought it was very interesting. And the next day, the swing set was up, and then he was talking to the civilians, and they gave him gifts, and everybody was happy. And what else was he saying? That, oh, yeah, he visited the soldiers in the trenches. Well, look at the Ukraine. It's flat as a pancake, except for the Carpathian Mountains, which don't matter anyway. There are no holes or trenches to hide in this war. It's going to be a meat grinder, because what the Russians are doing is they're hitting and running and hitting and running, and then the Allies, or whatever you want to call them, just keep going in. And they'll get picked off, and the Russians will back up to strategic points. So if you have a death wish, yeah, pick up a rifle, go to the Ukraine, fight for the democracy. Go ahead.
David.
Well, that was a funny story about Coast to Coast. You know, total propaganda. The idea that we're fighting for democracy is just absolutely laughable. But I do have to disagree with James a little bit. I mean, I have tremendous respect for James, and I know he's very knowledgeable on many things. But here's the difference, the way I see it. I really do believe that Russia is in on the fix here, because what seems to be happening is they're doing maximum destruction to the infrastructure and the cities. So, you know, they're already talking about a $1 trillion rebuild of Ukraine after this is over with BlackRock. So I think, you know, this is not a popular opinion, but I think Putin's in on the deal here. And some kind of deal has been cut behind the scenes to essentially level Ukraine as much as possible, kill as many Ukrainians as possible, because they don't want Ukrainians in Ukraine. They want to replace the population and make it into a Zog, a diverse playground with an elite class of Jewish carpetbaggers, sort of like a backup Israel 2.0. I think that's what's really going on here. And I honestly believe that Russia is a bit of a paper tiger militarily. Their military budget is only $85 billion a year, which is pretty low. They love to hype up our enemies. Like, if you recall, you know, Iraq had a 1 million-man army, and it just folded. So I don't think Russia is the military power it's been cut up out to be. Let's be honest, that this has been a bit of an embarrassment for Russia, I think, with a big line of tanks that went into Kiev that got bogged down and then had to turn around. And there hasn't been any discernible victories in my eyes. I think it's designed to be a meat grinder and do maximum destruction. And I think a deal has already been cut for the future of Ukraine. That is signaled by the fact that, Larry Fink from BlackRock is already managing the future rebuilding of Ukraine.
James, you want to have a chance to respond again?
Yeah, but that's that. I agree with that to a point. But then, if they're going to take out Putin, Putin's going to know that. So Putin's just going to double cross the deal. And in the meantime, he's probably got 100 Satan II missiles pointed at Israel. And that's the way I would do it. I'd say, okay, I'll work with you, but I would have hundreds of those same twos pointed at Israel and other places, you see. This is why I'm talking this 2023, right? If it's simple, Fink is going to come in and rebuild it, and you're going to get all these Jews come in and move there. I don't think it's going to be that simple. Go ahead.
Well, we're just about on the break here, and I have a caller on the line for us for the other side. I could locate that article. It was at Zero Hedge where I had it, and it was titled "NATO Exists to Solve the Problems Created by NATO's Existence." So if you folks want to check that out, and I'll share it around. But yeah, we have that break, and yeah, we'll look forward to this caller on the other side. We have Charlie in Florida in the queue, and we're just about on that music. But please, folks, support the station. You know, we still have the John Stadmiller book drive as well. For every $100 donation, you know, for this next week or so, you know, you'll still have a chance to own a book if you get selected previously in John Stadmiller's personal library. It'd be a nice memento. But please help us out the holidays and to get into 2023. Keep RBN alive. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with our roundtable panel today. Stephen Douglas Whitener, David Scorpio, and James in Vancouver. We have a caller. Actually, we have a couple callers building in the queue. But we have Charlie in Florida. Charlie, hey, welcome. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, I'm calling. You know, Mr. Scorpio might be right on some things that he's saying. There's a possibility of it. I won't discount it, but I have to go with James here. I think James is spot on, James in Vancouver, with everything he's saying. I think what's going to happen, honestly, Putin's going to pound that country into dust. I mean, he's getting ready to. I mean, yesterday there were over 120 missiles fired. People keep saying, oh, he's running out of ammo, running out of missiles. No, he's not. He makes over 53 missiles a week in that country. And about every 2 weeks, he hits with another barrage. It's just the pattern we're seeing. He's not running out of ammo. He's going to go in. James is absolutely right. He's just now bringing in some of the 18 tanks that he has in there that have ranges up to 90 miles and move, like James was saying, up to 80 miles an hour. People wonder why he hasn't taken Bakhmut. I suggest that he hasn't taken it because the Ukraine keeps sending troops in there and they keep pounding them into dust. He's killing off their army slowly, one by one, and then they retreat and then they send in more. Mr. Scorpio said they hadn't won anything. They have done nothing but win. The whole time they've been there, they've taken over the Zaporozhye, all those districts that are in the south. Russia's taken all of them. All the ones that voted and wanted to become part of the Russian, you know, Confederation, those were all taken. Those were all wins. That was when he did that very, very, very coolly when he first went in to the Ukraine, getting Baptist tanks off, and then they started fighting in those areas. And he won every one of them was a victory. And, you know, the far as this idea that they're going to replace Putin, let me tell you, Putin ain't going to go anywhere until he wins this war. He's not going to leave until he's got a decisive victory in the Ukraine. He's going to go out on a shining star, in other words. He's not going to go out as being defeated. So this idea that he's getting ready to go somewhere is just crazy. He's not going anywhere until he wins the war. And that could be, we might see this happen soon, or we might see if it drags out, it might go into, but he can serve two more terms there. Because in 2021, they passed a deal where he, as long as the country was at war, Putin could remain the president, prime minister, whatever they want to call him. I don't know what he is. But he's the ruler of that country. And he can stay, and he's going to stay, I guarantee you, until he gets a clear victory, because he's not going out a loser. I mean, just think about it. If you were Putin, would you go out that way? No. And he's not either.
Well, for the record,
I don't see it. I don't see anything but victory coming down the line for Putin here. He's getting ready to pound that country into dust, I think.
Well, for the record, I mean, I do have a few of my colleagues, co-hosts on my show who are suspicious of Putin and have been critical of things he's been involved with in the past, you know, including the KGB. But I mean, Wilhelm Velderhof, you know, my Dutch co-host, he was just on yesterday. And he's usually on Thursdays. I think you caught. Yeah, he was talking about his involvement in some of these other countries' pasts that we now have skirmishes starting.
Well, I agree.
Who's to say how that will relate to everything? You know, with these other nations. What is it? Serbia and Kosovo, is it? But
yes.
Oh yes, so
I
mean,
but
I mean, I'm just saying, I have had Wilhelm Velderhof. He was actually very knowledgeable of the Yugoslavian past situation, and he was a Green Beret in the past. Mr. Michael Sledge, and of course,
yeah,
Mr. Sledge Scorpio
doesn't know
here.
What the hell he's talking about? He's an idiot.
Well, here, let's give David a chance to respond to you, please.
Well, the caller seems a little emotionally charged here. I don't have a dog in this fight. I'm not an admirer of – let me finish, please. I'm not an admirer of Putin any more than I'm an admirer of Trump. And it seems like a lot of people that admire Putin a lot admire Trump a lot as well. That's a pattern I'm seeing. Look, if Russia was really playing to win, for real – can I just finish my point and then I'll let you go, okay? If Putin was really playing to win, why didn't they blow up all the major military bases in Ukraine? They know where they are because Russia built them all. So they even have the plans for the bases. So they could have done that. They haven't. They could have done that at the very beginning of the war when they had absolute air superiority. That didn't happen. They could have arrested or assassinated Zelensky at the very beginning of this war. They didn't. The plan is to grind the country down so it can be rebuilt and repopulated. I truly believe that's what's going on. And I believe Putin's in on it on one level or another.
Wanting to saying that they're going to claim $1 trillion over. I know about that. But are they really going to spend that money? I mean, this is just a way for them to buy it up like the IMF has always done, to buy up the country. And you're right. That could happen. And Putin could be in on it. I'm not going to deny that. But I guarantee you it's not going to happen until the country's turned to dust. And if the country is turned to dust, I don't think there's any doubt that if Putin's going to win, that what or is Putin going to take the whole Ukraine? Then what's BlackRock going to do? Are they going to send money to Russia to rebuild it? I don't think so. So, yeah, I don't know about that. You know, that's a possibility, but I don't see it actually happening.
Okay. Well, we'll try to move on to the next caller. I appreciate
your
calling.
All right, thank you. Yeah.
We have Stoney in Georgia. Hey, welcome, Stoney. Hey, thanks for calling. What's on your mind, sir?
And thank you for taking my call. I have a question that I would like to put to the panel in general, and that is, what do they think about a few months ago, Porky the Petro Poroshenko coming out and saying that the Minsk agreements 1 and 2 were only meant to buy time for Ukraine to build up its military to go to war and kill Russians? And then just a few weeks ago, Merkel came out and it made the same admission. And just yesterday, Francois Hollande, who was also in on the meetings, came out and admitted the same. Now, they're all admitting this openly and willfully, where they really could be charged with crimes against humanity because they set up this whole thing to start a war. Okay, that's my first question. And I would like to go have the panel respond to that, and then I have another question.
James, would you like to start, sir?
Well, I'm not sure I quite understand the question. This guy
Let me help you. Merkel,
yeah.
Francois Hollande, Hollande of France, and Petro Poroshenko all came out and admitted that the Minsk agreements, the Minsk meeting that they had with Vladimir Putin of Russia, was never meant to be administered or adhered to. They all admitted that it was meant to give Ukraine time and the West time to build up Ukraine to start a war and fight a war against Russia. Is this not war? Is this not crimes against humanity?
Yeah, yeah, no, I agree. NATO is, it was a double cross. They weren't serious with Putin. Putin was serious with them. Putin warned them 10 years ago. I heard him. He said, "Do you people know what you're doing?" Right? And so I don't trust Merkel or any of them in that NATO organization.
David?
I don't know.
Well, I think the caller's bringing up a great point. The duplicity of the West goes back really all the way to George H.W. Bush, where he promised that NATO would not expand one inch to the east. And there's been five waves of expansion of NATO to the east. You know, that's how that's sort of the precursor to all of this. And yeah, you know, there's not going to be any charges of, you know, crimes against humanity. I mean, that's a nice theory. I mean, it should happen. It won't. The war in Iraq was a crime against humanity. You know, the whole thing was predicated on a lie with the yellow cake and the mass destruction, arms of mass destruction. You know, it's all predicated on a complete lie. And yeah, it's exactly I think it goes to the point Stephen made earlier. All these wars are set up, they're planned, and they create them on purpose. No question about it.
Stephen.
Yeah, I completely agree. Going all the way back to Maidan, they set this whole thing up. And then the Minsk agreement, I had seen that before from RT. Poroshenko admitted that those agreements were just to buy time to build up their military. And that's what they were planning to use when the special military operation kicked off back in last February. It was at the point where Zelensky had decided he would ignore the Budapest memo, which forbid Ukraine from obtaining nuclear weapons, because, you know, Ukraine used to have nuclear weapons. That they were in three of the republics of the USSR, and that was one of them that had them, and they had agreed to give those up so that NATO would not expand one inch over there. And they've been just grabbing more and more territory every year, and they're right knocking on his door. He had to respond, even if he is at some point complicit in dragging this war on, because like we've said, these wars are planned and they're not meant to be won as much as to be continuous and to facilitate the real estate operations that these people have in mind. You know, it's just that, you know, that's a whole other issue. But, you know, there's this global plan they have in mind, and it's just we're in the way, kind of. You know, we're just It's frustrating to talk about, but yes, I completely agree. This thing goes all the way back there, and I did see where they had admitted that, yeah, we just did this to buy time so we could build up. I mean, Operation Barbarossa was because the Soviet Union was building up too at the same time. We don't hear that about when we go back to World War II as well. You know, if you think about how messed up the news, fake news is, just imagine how messed up our history has been. You have to really dig to find it. I'll toss it back to you guys after that. Thanks.
Stoney?
Exactly. So what I want to come to next is, because I have been paying attention to this for a long time, and I remember when Boris Yeltsin was in power, and you had Borisovsky, I think I'm pronouncing his name correct, Boris Borisovsky and Mikhail Khodorkovsky and all these particular members of a certain group of people who were in charge of all the infrastructure Russia or in charge of all the the natural resources of Russia, and Boris Berezovsky in particular was dating Yeltsin's daughter and was beating the hell out of her, and while he was drunk, getting him to sign over all the natural resources to them. Now, when Putin, who pretended he didn't want the job, came into power, he went after the oligarchs, and they've had an in for him ever since. Even the Rothschilds have said, given the order, that Putin has to go. Now, I think that he has his plan, but here's what I want him to be careful about, and that is I want him to be particularly aware of one particular night, of one long knife, and that is the dog that's barking the loudest in Russia right now, and that is Medvedev. And the reason I say that is that Medvedev is also of that particular group of people, all right? And when Putin was out of power for a little while and Medvedev joined in with NATO to take out Gaddafi, or at least let it happen, Putin spoke out against it. Medvedev slapped him down. Putin came back into power and put himself into power. I'm telling you, the one guy who's talking the loudest is Medvedev. Beware of the one particular night, Mr. Putin, of the long knife, and that is Medvedev. Watch your back.
Okay, well, thank you for your call, Stoney. I appreciate it. We have another caller. Yes, sir. We have Amit in Massachusetts. Hello, Amit. Hey, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, sir?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. I have not been listening to the show right from the beginning, but I have said before that this Ukraine-Russia skirmish is a fake war. Wars have consequences, and Russia calls it special military operation, not war. And my impression is just that it is to drain more and more funds from the United States and provide them, that is the warring parties, methodical, systematic time, because it is getting long drawn out, to receive, detect, and analyze the electronic signatures and military tactics of United States, the United States weapons and United States tactics. I have just two questions for the panel to contemplate or maybe even answer. First is that, have you ever heard any air attack or bombing attack on the office and residence of Mr. Zelensky? And the second is that, let alone smaller countries like Lithuania, Latvia, so on and so forth, will someone of the level of UK Prime Minister ever visit a real war zone? And Mr. Boris Johnson has already visited it when he was a PM. And recently, Mr. Sunak has also visited Kyiv. At least I don't think that any real Prime Minister will really go into a real war zone. So that's all I have to say. I'll listen to your responses, if any, off the air. Thank you again for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling, Amit. So, David, would you like to start?
Well, I've been suspicious about the nature of this war or conflict, whatever you want to call it, since the beginning, about how real this is and how much of it is simply theater. So, all these people flew in there and into a war zone and, visited Zelensky. Very, very suspicious, because these people aren't going to put their own ass on the line where they might be killed. So that's a good point, and I've been suspicious about many aspects of this thing since the beginning.
James?
Yes. Well, air attacks on Zelensky, I don't know, because I don't know where Zelensky is. Those are important questions. Would the British Prime Minister enter a war zone? Probably not. So I can't really guarantee, I don't know really what's going on in terms of those issues.
Fair enough. Stephen, you want to comment?
I did hear a report that there was an assassination attempt against Zelensky and his motorcade at some point during this conflict. It was right around the same time that a car bomb was said to have killed Dugin's daughter. So there are these clandestine, you know, covert things going on between the two sides. But yeah, I think that if Putin had wanted to, he could have taken Zelensky out a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. We have another caller, Buck, in Washington. Hey, Buck, welcome. Thanks for listening and calling. What's on your mind?
Hello, Richard. I'm a first-time caller coming up on my second year of listening to your show. The first day I ever heard you was on January 6th when you stood in for Slattery, took over his show while he was actually there. And I've been a regular listener ever since.
Thank you.
I love hearing these Hawkwind bumpers. I'm an old Hawkwind guy from Chicago.
Okay, I think I've read many of your emails. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
Anyway, just want
to... Go ahead.
Thank you, Rich. I just want to thank you so much. I really appreciate your point of view. It sounds like you're getting more and more diversified of an audience, so I guess that's cool. Anyways, Richard, I want to say thank you and a happy, healthy 2023 to all of us.
Oh, thank you so much for that, Buck.
Thank you.
No, it's great to have that kind of positive feedback about me and the other voices I try to bring around. James, I don't know, what else would you like to add?
Well, all right, let's say one thing we can be assured of is David mentioned that this Fink guy says that he's going to go into the Ukraine and rebuild it. So he said that, all right? So this is something you can go on. That he's claiming he's going to do it, or he's expressed his intent. So this is something we can consider. But I'm looking at his picture, Fink's picture here, and I think he, compared to Putin, he's a lightweight. So that's my comment there. Mm-hmm.
David?
Well, yeah, I mean, he's in a different league for sure, but the collateral and money behind BlackRock is enormous. I think the only company that's actually larger than BlackRock or investment structure is Vanguard. Vanguard is actually the biggest shareholder in BlackRock, and the ownership of Vanguard is actually quite secret because it's a private company. It's not on the stock market. So the real owners, who's really pulling the strings, I mean, you know, Fink is the front man for this money power, but the fact right. that organization is committed to rebuilding Ukraine shows that there's some very heavy hitters in terms of the banking structure that are behind this conflict.
Right, and obviously Putin knows who Fink is, and he has heard what Fink's intentions are. See? So that we know. Go ahead.
Stephen?
I completely agree. And that structure, that banking structure, thinks that it's our owners. They consider us just property. They've considered us property since day one and will do with us as they please. These people want to rule. And I think that's the realization that more people need to wake up to, that this tag bag and, you know, redirect every effort of your life and control everything. They're control freaks, and anything we can do to turn away from them and just not comply with them is going to be helpful. We need to do everything we can to get out of the system because it doesn't want anything good for us. I mean, it doesn't wish the best for us, and it just wants to rule. You know, it's just that simple, and it's been this way for a long time. It took me a while to wake up to the fact that that's what was going on, but that's what's happening in this world, and unless we turn away from it, then, you know, we're just going to be part of it.
So then circling back, Stephen, then what sort of solutions do we have for the coming year and what to expect? We've had a lot of negative predictions from this whole panel today and the past year.
Well, I hope that more people will come together and exchange goods and services with each other, bypassing this element of control. I mean, they want to know if you have $600 or more to exchange hands. You know, they want it to know every detail, and as much as we can do outside of their sight, amongst ourselves, the conversations that can take place in person, away from these listening devices, these smartphones that we have, then the better off things will be, I think.
Great points. David?
No.
don't know, David, if you had something else to, I don't know, not hearing you. Had something else to add, or, well, James, did you want to add something else, James?
Sure. Fink knows how to use a dessert fork. That's big in New York City. That's my comment.
He knows how to use the dessert fork. Yeah, he is. That's the, well, and that's the, it, right? We're up against. Let me throw this in too. I posted this. They are accepting people in the U.S. military with ADHD and mental problems and trans. I mean, we have been made a laughingstock in the face of the world. This nation has, and with Biden up there, whichever one it is that's being displayed on the tube at the time, either the fake Biden, the robot Biden, whatever. It's just this thing is such a charade. That it just, you know, I just laugh when I think about it. It's just ridiculous that we're being led by these clowns. And it's the same thing that's been going on for a while. I didn't realize how bad it was, but it's always been this bad. It's just now that they can't hide it anymore. And it's to the point where not only can they not hide it, it seems like they want to brag about it, to what a joke they've made out of this country. It's reached the same point almost here as Weimar Germany reached. This is Weimar America with the pushing the trannies on the young kids and inflation going through the roof and wars and rumors of wars. You know, that's
Biden's cabinet. Look at Biden's cabinet. They're a bunch of they're fake too. They don't know anything about leadership. Go ahead.
No, exactly. It's the people behind the scenes that are deciding all this stuff, and they're putting that out in front as kabuki theater or as something to distract the masses from, look over here while we slowly take over and record everything you do and have you tagged, tracked, traced. And if we don't like what you say in the future, we're going to shut you off and shut you down. I don't think it'll happen as quick as some folks do, because they won't have to test this digital currency first. So
we have time to have our own separate barter systems, local systems. It can be possible, but there will be resistance. You really don't want to broadcast it, I think, is one of the keys. You know, it has to be maybe a bit on the down low, right? But hey, it was a pleasure. David, thank you for joining. I see you had to leave slightly early. Stephen, it was a pleasure. James, thank you for being here, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Everyone, have a happy new year. And please keep the station operable. I'll be back with my show on Tuesday. We will speak again next year. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.